one who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, welcome to another episode of the Silsila Disobedient Towards Parents and Unfortunate Children. Today, our topic is, will we get them again? Meaning our parents. Before we talk about our topic today, inshallah, let's make some good intentions to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith, the intention of a believer is better than his action. And inshallah, the more righteous intention one makes, the greater the reward he will attain. Before watching these silsilas on Madani channel, make this intention. I am watching this for the sake of the pleasure of Allah, to seek religious knowledge, to gain reward. Insha'Allah, you will benefit from this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make good intentions before every righteous action. Let's listen to a blessing of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there will be no shade on the day of judgment except the throne of Allah Almighty. Three people will be beneath the shade of the divine throne. It was humbly asked, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who will be these people? The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati, the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So my dear Islam brothers, the shade of the arsh, of the throne of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine the day of judgment. That day, will there be no shade other than the shade of the throne of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are the fortunate people who will be under this shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one who recites peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Try to make this habit of reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. The more we can do it, insha'Allah, the more secure and safe we'll be on Yawm al-Qiyamah, being under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's topic is, will we get them again? Just think for a moment. Our parents are such a blessing that they are the ones who brought us up. They are the ones who cared for us. They are the ones who clothed us. They are the ones who fulfilled each and every of our needs. The father would spend day and night working. The father would make so much effort in working. The mother would be cleaning us day and night, changing our clothes, feeding us. All these things the parents would do for us. But as we started to get old, as we got older, as we started to earn our own money, or even as we got married, how are we treating them? If our parents leave the dunya, if they would go, would we get this opportunity again of gaining reward, of gaining the pleasure of Allah? Because the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of the father. It's mentioned in narration, the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of the Father. Will we get these opportunities to increase our ranks in paradise, to get so much reward by serving them? A man did hijrat, and he came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I did hijrat, making my parents cry, left them in this state, to be in your company. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, go back to them and please them like you had made them cry. Please them in the same way and make them happy. He was told to send back. My dear Islam brothers, if a person, and we know the very famous story of Sayyidina Uwaisi Qarni, rahmatullah alayhi, as you know, he was someone who lived in the time of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yet, he did not get the blessing of being a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning he did not physically see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own eyes, even though he lived in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the famous story is why, the reason behind this was, Sina Uwais al-Qarni radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the reason he could not be and in the company of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because he was looking after his mother. And he is the best of amongst the tabi'een, the people who saw the sahaba. And he is such a great maqam Sina Uwais al-Qarni radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Sina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhul kareem. Whenever people will come for Hajj, they would ask regarding, is there anyone amongst you by the name of Uwais al-Qarni? This was how much they would have concern regarding Uwais al-Qarni. And when they found Sina Uwais al-Qarni radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they asked him to make dua for them. This was the maqam of Sina Uwais al-Qarni. And look at the example of his life, that he could not gain the maqam of sahabiyat, that status of sahabiyat. Why? Because he spent his life serving his mother. These examples, my dear Islam brothers, should be an eye-opening for them. That how great these people were. Why? They lived in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet they could not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of their mother. This should be an eye-opening for us. And also, my dear Islam brothers, today our parents are there. It is an opportunity for us to serve them, to look after them, to respect them. Yet what happens as we get married, as we have our own family, we tend to avoid our parents. We leave our parents in that state. There is an incident which has been mentioned that a daughter-in-law, she would not get on with her father-in-law. And she put the father-in-law into a separate room in a separate part of the house and left him there. One day, the child was drawing a picture. He drew a picture of a house and he drew a separate room. The mother asked, "What is this, son?" He replied, "This is my house." And he says, "What about this little room on the side?" He said, "This is where I'm going to put you when you will get old." This was a lesson for her. That the children, even they realize today, if how we will be towards our parents, our children will also be like that too. Honor them. Today, my dear Islam brother, it's a time to respect and gain blessing from our family, from our parents, and serve them. And inshallah, we won't get this opportunity again regarding our parents, that they, what we can get through them, the blessings which we can get through them. Many of our difficulties, many of our problems are solved because of our parents today. Because of their supplication, because of them making dua. And when they are alive, they are making dua for us. It could be, my dear Islam brothers, that we are about to end up in some trouble. We are about to end up in a car crash. But because our mother, our father was making dua for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from this. Because of serving the parents, because of the dua of the parents, because of being good towards parents, people's difficulties were removed. It's a mention that a woman lived in a flat with her mother and with her children. Husband had gone out, and that flat lit up on fire. As the fire went higher, after people were screaming, "Fire, fire," the woman, her mother, and her children were sleeping. When they heard this voice of fire, they got up. She managed to send some of her children upstairs, but she had a small baby child. And on the other side, she had an old mother. The fire got that severe that the house was coming in. The rooms were lighting up with the fire. She had to leave. She could only take one, either her mother or her child. And she decided, something came into her mind. She decided to take her mother. And she took her mother and went up onto the rooftop. And in this state, she was crying. She was crying in this state, leaving her son behind. She could not return because the room had lit totally on fire. After the people had put out the fire, someone started to say, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, a baby boy has been found in the fire who is perfectly fine." And this woman, she said, that it is because of my mother, because of saving my mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved my child. This is the blessings what we can achieve by being obedient towards our parents. This is the blessing what we can have with our parents alive. Their du'as, their supplications, us serving them, Allah removes a lot of our difficulties. A lot of our problems are removed because of this. My dear Islam brothers, make use of this opportunity. As our parents are alive, serve them, look after them, care for them, and inshaAllah azawajal, their du'as will lead us successful in the dunya, successful at the time of death, successful in the grave, successful on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So my dear Islam brothers, serve your parents, gain paradise through them, by looking after them, by serving them. Today what we find people is, they say, what should I do for my family? My family did not do nothing for me. They did not bring me up in the right way. They did not give me tarbiyat. Okay, your father, your mother didn't give you tarbiyat. Your father didn't give you tarbiyat. It's not, that's a matter between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is still wajib for us to serve them, my dear Islam brothers. So my dear Islam brothers, these blessed days of Muharram, let's try to make use of these days in realizing the value of our family, realizing the value of our parents. Today we have them. If tomorrow they have leave, there was a brother who would say one thing, and I can realize how strong his words were, because I can understand how, because he, alhamdulillah, this brother had a lot of things. He had a lot of blessings. His mother was ill and she was on the deathbed. And you know what he would say? He says that I would rather have my mother in this state and me serving her than to she to leave the world, because everything which I've gained today is through serving my mother. Everything which I've gained today is by having my mother there. Even she cannot speak, even she cannot do anything for me, but I know from the deep down of her heart, she is praying for me. I know that she is making dua for me, and this is the means of my success. My dear Islam brothers, that's a reality. It is our parents, their du'as, Allah removes our difficulties, our problems. My dear Islam brothers, as they are alive, make use of this opportunity, because once they have gone, we will not get this opportunity again. We will not get this opportunity to serve them. We will not get this opportunity to look after them. So even if our parents did not serve us, even if they did not look after us, they did not care for us, still it's a duty for us to look after them. It is wajib, obligatory action for each and every one of us. The great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, states in Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, to deal with your parents with kindness is the best of manners, is amongst the greatest wajibats, the obligatory actions, and one of the best of worship. So my dear Islam brothers, try to understand and the value of your parents. Try to understand how great our parents are, how what they did for us in the dunya, and what they are doing for us even now at this moment. Our parents, they are always supplicating for us. They are always making dua for us. They are always thinking of something good for us. Have you, tell me a mother that does not care for her child. Tell me about a mother that does not have concern about her child. Today, even that you might be married, even that you might have children, doesn't your mother call you, son, come and eat in my house sometimes. Come and have some food with me. We should try, my dear Islam brothers, make this time. Go and sit with them. Spend some time with them. Make them feel happy. Eat what your mother gives you. Whatever they have made for you, this will bring happiness to them. Because these opportunities we have today, we might not have them tomorrow. Continue being good towards your parents. And don't just think you've given them some sort of income from your income for helping them. That is enough. No, my dear Islam brothers, our parents are in need of us. Our time, the time which we spend with our parents, inshallah, this is the time which makes them happy. This is when they will start to make dua. You go, just give 5 minutes to your parents. Give 5 minutes to your mother. Give 5 minutes to your father. Just even ask your father, how he is, you see how happy he will feel. He will start telling you regarding his story. He will start telling you how he's feeling in happiness because the son has asked him. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, in this month of Muharram, try to spend time with your mother. Spend time with your father. When these parents have gone, my dear Islam brothers, we will have a great loss. Even then, when our parents have gone, it is a duty upon us to visit the grave. It is a duty upon us to make sawab for them, to send them reward. It is duty upon us to even stay linked with those of their friends, of their relatives. It's a duty upon us to do this also, my dear Islam brothers. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami builds many masajis throughout the world, if possible. Make a masjid on the name of your mother, if she has left the world. Make a masjid on the name of your father. You cannot do something upon yourself. You cannot do something for your parents as Asale Sawab. Make something a means of Asale Sawab. Alhamdulillah, if you build a masjid on the Saleh Sawab, on the reward of your mother, on the reward of your father, think about it, the people who will come and pray there, think about it, the people who will recite the Quran, the people who will give azan in that masjid, the people who will study, the children who will study, learn the Quran, and then teach it to others, this continuing of all this Sawab, inshaAllah, it'll be a means of sending blessings towards your parents for something which they did for us in the dunya. Though we can never repay any of their rights in the world, at least try to do something if they have left the dunya. Try to make some means of their sawab. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today's topic was that will we get them again? Those whose parents are alive, make use of your time in serving them, looking after them. Those whose parents have passed away, we will not get them again, but be a means of their reward, sending reward towards them. Be a means of their grave lightening. Be a means of them, make dua for them. At least this is what we can do. And we should be making dua for our family members. We're making dua for our parents who have left the dunya. Continue making dua for them till the last moments when before we leave the world. Remember your parents. In this silsilas, alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers, we've been seeking and learning respecting of parents, the destructions of those who are disobedient towards parents. This silsila to our episode today, that will we get them again? These are moments of realizing and reflecting and able to understand the value of our parents. In this month of Muharram, my dear Islam brothers, respect your parents, honor them, and gain Jannah through serving them. May Allah will give us the ability to serve our parents. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who's angered his parents has verily angered Allah.